What is the legal definition of the word blight? That could determine whether Stevens Point will be allowed to condemn the troubled Center Point marketplace and move forward with its downtown redevelopment plan. The mall's owner, Valley Bank, brought in real estate appraiser Scott Williams to argue that the word doesn't apply because there's no physical deterioration.
I mean, it's not the kind of property that you would expect to be physically blighted. Peeling paint, rats running around, broken windows, water coming through the roof.
But former Stevens Point planner John Gardner said the mall is blighted because it's nearly vacant and in economic distress.
Center Point Mall is vacant for a reason, and that is because there's no market there. I think it is a detriment to the health, safety, and welfare of the city of Stevens Point.
The two sides argued over whether Judge Thomas Flugauer should grant a temporary injunction halting demolition work until he can decide the question of blight. Caught in the middle is Mid-State Technical College, which hopes to move its 3,000 Stevens Point students into part of the mall next year. Campus Dean Stephen Smith said the school is out of room.
There are no free spaces, so when students are looking for a place to go and study, it's pretty hard to find a quiet space. Computer access is at a premium. We've had to turn our library into a computer lab. Parking is always a challenge. We need a place where we can spread out.
Smith needs a decision soon because of construction and grant deadlines. Judge Flugauer will rule on the injunction February 10th. In Stevens Point, I'm Glenn Mobert for Wisconsin Public Radio News.